In this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, we have all the holidays. Part of this is the Kriyas HaTorah for Pesach on the second day, for Sukkot on both days, comes from the end of Parshas Emor. And my good friend, Rabbi Neil Fleischman, I spoke to this week, and he learns with kids Nesiva Shalom. So I asked him, so what piece are you learning with him? He said there's a piece called Mikroi Kodesh. That you might not know this, but Rabbi Fleischman won a contest back in the day.
Does he still work?
He took a sabbatical. They had a real contest of New York's funniest rabbi. And our own Rabbi Neil Fleischman won. Yes, he's New York's funniest rabbi. I'm like New Jersey's funniest rabbi, but he's New York's funniest rabbi. All right, everybody's side. So we're going to learn the piece that Rabbi Fleischman was sharing with me about Mikrei Kodesh. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem mo'adei Hashem asher tigrosam b'mikrei kodesh elehem mo'adai. Sheisis yomim ta'aseh melacha v'yom hashvi Shabbos Shabbos v'mikrei kodesh. These are the psukim that introduce the holidays. Yesh lehavin. So you have to understand, mashmos ha'inyin. What is this all about? Shenikru ha'shabbos v'amodim mikrei kodesh. Mikrei kodesh, a holy convocation, I think is how they translate it. These are mitzvahs like any other one in the Torah. On this day, you can't do any creative activities. And the specific mitzvahs of each one. Why are these specified as Mikrei Kodesh more than any others? How can Kedusha be chal on the day? So Yesh Lomer Dihine Tafkido V'Yehudo Shel Klal Yisrael. The purpose and the destiny of the Jewish people. V'atentu Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. As we spoke about earlier, the idea of us being the Am Segula. We saw, I think it was Noah who read it, the treasured nation, as Rashi points out. Kemod Chesiv, it says, Ki am kadosh ato l'shem l'kecha. You're a holy nation. Hainu, she'inyin ha'kedusha eitzel Yisrael, ein b'chinas gedulas at, not like you're like trying to self-promote yourself. Elezuhi mahusu shel am Yisrael. The essence, the mahus of Klal Yisrael's kedusha. Goy kadosh v'am kadosh. It says, v'anshe kodesh t'yunli. You're going to be a holy people to me. L'chore eich. How is it possible to have Kedusha, holiness, in a world? Right? No, we spoke about from the Kedoshim Tihiyu, the Ramban that we went back and forth on, trying to understand the whole concept, the novel Bershus HaTorah. But Lamaisa, there's many, many temptations, many, many taivas in this world. Heich yamshich adam Kedusha al-atzma v'olam hazeh, hay olam hazeh Kedusha heim tarti disastre. This world and holiness seem to be two self-contradictory items. Holiness and this world. How can you work it out? So Hashem infused this world with Kedusha and gave us the ability to become a holy nation. This holiness takes place in three forms. From the Sefer Yetzirah, you have Olam, which is in place. You have in Shana, which is in time. And you have within Nefesh, a person's soul. And we spoke out, if you remember one of our previous Shiurim, the idea that wherever you have holiness, you find restrictions there as well. Right? In terms of time, days like Shabbos, days like Yom Tov, you have certain restrictions because of the holiness. You can't do Malacha. In terms of place, you have locations like a base. Base Knesses, base Medrash, you have restrictions, what you're allowed to do in a shul because of the holiness there. And this week's parsha of Emor, the Kohanim, you have certain restrictions because, you know, Bikidashto, you have certain kedushas within the Kohanim. So Ba'olam Yeshu base Hamikdash, Mamshich, Mashpia Kedusha, Bichol, Bichlal Yisrael. So the way that kedusha is infused in the world is through the base Hamikdash. Shabase Hamikdash, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hayim Makadshim is Klal Yisrael. So just like a little light pushes aside a lot of darkness, the holiness that comes into this world pushes aside all of the tumah. V'chein b'shana. And so too, that's in space. But in terms of time, kol hayamim tovim v'hashabasos heima marechesh al kedusha. Yom Tov and Shabbos brings kedusha. Shekol haroi t'likro el kedusha yesh avuro mayano shel kedusha. You have a mayan is a wellspring. You can draw water from. You can draw kedusha from. Kedisa bereishis chachma shabbos yishorish kol hakedushos. That Shabbos is the source of all holiness. V'zeh bir manachzi. What says v'yivarech Hashem elkim es yom hashvi v'yekadesho. So Hashem blessed the seventh day and was mekadesh it. Shabbos kodesh he mayon shel kedusha liyehudi haroitzel his kadesh sheyisho kedusha mishabbos kodesh. That's like you're pulling the money out of the bank. You're pulling the water out of the well. You're pulling the holiness out of Shabbos. V'huadin kol yom tov. So too that applies for every yom tov. We're preparing for Shavuos. You can pull so much kedusha into your life from Shavuos. Shlekach nikroim heim mikroi kodesh. That's why it's called by this name, mikroi kodesh. Shekula mayano shel kedusha makif and eskol hashana lehashpia kedusha liyehudi hachafetz lehiskadish. If you want it, it's available. It's there for the taking. But chevra, you gotta want. Kemay memaran hakodesh. Mikobrin zuchus lein al Shabbos kodesh. Shehi techila the mikroi kodesh. It's the beginning of this holiness. Mishiroi tzilikro el hakadusha yascha mishabbos kodesh. If you want to start off and bring holiness, begin with Shabbos. V'huadin lechol hayamim tovim. Same thing with Yom Tov. Uvenefesh. So how does a person draw in kedusha through to the soul? As it says, he's gashlim yisem kedoshim. You should sanctify yourself and you'll be holy. Says Chazal, Gmor and Yuma daf lamites. If a person in this low world makes himself holy, so upstairs, with the capital U, they make him holy. When you do a little bit down here, it results in a tremendous amount upstairs. You take the first step. Shel kedusha ba'olam shana v'nefesh. You have all three facets. It's called ashan. Is the Rosh Yitavis for this? Sefer Yetzirah develops it. Shehori d'kosh baruch al olam hashafu hazeh lechol haroitz likare el hakedusha. If anybody wants it, you can get it. I think Eliav Yulun said about envy, right? That that's like the single most motivating factor. Yeah. So if you want it, if you have a desire for something, you're envious of kedusha, you can pull it in to your life. Omnam, however. In order to get to Kedusha, you first have to have restrictions. Can't have anything goes. You can't lead a bohemian lifestyle and expect to have Kedusha. Person's involved in sinking into their desires. As I ain't talking is David with Torah Kodesh. You can't attach yourself to holiness, to tahara. Ain kedushas shabbosos v'yom tovim yachol l'tchol shetchot shetochol alav. It can't be chal on a person. Can't take affect him. L'chein therefore mikodem tzarech l'tahara atzma b'tuma. First, you have to be mitar yourself. V'zeu inyan chayvah l'tahara atzma b'regel. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah daf tazayin. That a person has to bring themselves to a place of tahara before the yom tov begins. Why? So says the Nesiv Shalom. In order to have the kedusha of the Yom Tov, of a Pesach, of a Shavuos, of a Sukkos, you have to bring yourself to a place of, you have to take the first step. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma, that you're mekadesh yourself a little bit. So too before Shabbos, to mekadesh yourself. I try to go to mikvah. Toivlim be'erev Shabbos. That it's a good sign. The Gemara at the end of Kesubah says it's a good sign if you die on an Erev Shabbos. What do you mean?
On Shabbos.
So we had that, but the Gemara over there is talking about on Erev Shabbos.
Now I die on Shabbos.
But again, you don't really choose. You don't choose these things.
Die like
so what does the Baal Shem Tov say? It's a Simen, it's Simen Yofilo. It's a good sign for a person?
Dying a
T-shirt, I hear.
Sheim
be'erev Shabbos meisim Yehudi atzum b'chinas meis. If a person makes himself like a mace on Erev Shabbos, Shemisna'ir legamri me'olam hazeh. You have no shaychus anymore to this physical world. Harezeh simen yofet lo lihikanis l'shabbos kosh. That's a good sign. That's the simen yofet. You made yourself ke'ilu. You're like a mace that you're not so involved in this world. That the Gemara only talks about Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Moshe died on Shabbos. That's one reason why we don't say Tzidkos Chol. Well,
Somebody died on their birthday.
Moshe. Zayin Adar. Yeah, that's why we say Tzidkos Chol. Ki kol zman she'adam dovek b'chumrios l'olam hazeh, ein ha'kedusha chol l'achol olav. V'chein beis ha'migdash ha'she ha'shpia kedusha klal Yisrael, ha'yam mikodem mechaper metahir es Yehudi mikol tumosov. First, the base image would be matire the person. Amr Chazal, Tomid Shal Shach Mechaper Alveros Shel Laila, but Tomid Shal Bein Avayim Mechaper Alveros Shel Yom. V'rak Az Chal Hagdusha Shel Beis Hamikdash. Shalom Noah. Thank you for joining us. So, the base Hamikdash, the two korbanos that were every single day, Korban Talmid, would be Mechaper for the Averos beforehand. So it says, V'zehu Inyan HaHachana LiYomim Tovim. That's why I have to prepare for a Yom Tov. That's the proper way to prepare for a Yom Tov. Then you'll have Kedusha. You'll access it. You'll be able to achieve your destiny of becoming this Mamleches Kohanim and a Goy Kodosh. Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyuni. Maimer Maran, Ahad Shabbos v'chol hayomim toivim heim zeichlitz yis Mitzrayim shuri yizkor she'olav lehishtachrer mimasei eretz Mitzrayim. They have to remind ourselves to free ourselves from the acting like we did in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the lashon of meitzar, constraints. Kimavur shezeh hashar likanis liyomtov lizkor she'olav latzeis mimitzrayim litahir mitumoso. And now he concludes a very powerful idea. Zehu gam hachonel yom hakodesh b'yoyser chag hashavuos yom kabbalas haTorah. That we find Parshas Emor is always read. Actually, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is in this week's parsha, and the counting and preparing for it. Shekol hashavu shabasos atzmima shel yemei haSfira. These 7 weeks heim hachonel yom hagadol hazeh is all about preparing ourselves to get to this great and amazing day. The whole point is to remove all the schmutz that attached itself to our pristine souls, to become pure from all things that are impure. This preparation begins on Pesach. First, you have to get rid of all the negativity. It should be appropriate to get the Kedusha. To make sure we're not in that category, the being Tomei ourselves, and we can't be Mizdabig. Who knows what the word for glue is in modern Hebrew? Did I say glue in modern Hebrew? Not glue. Glue, not glue. Devek. Devek, right? Like the pasuk, devekim Hashem. You have glued. If you've detached yourselves, but the glue won't stick. If there's something that's a mechitza, there's something that's superimposed, that's imposition, that's blocking it. You got to remove that so you can attach yourselves. Va'kol havi le'yud shall attempt you li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. And that's what the Siva Shalom is teaching us in this week's parsha. The idea of achieving what we're truly meant to achieve, of becoming this amazing holy nation.